Beyond Eureka, the Rocky Roads to Innovating. Introduction, the myth of the Eureka moment. Innovation is often portrayed as a sudden flash of insight, a Eureka moment. But in my decades of experience as an entrepreneur and advisor in Silicon Valley, I've found that real innovation is far more complex. It's a winding journey full of setbacks, persistence, and continuous learning. In this book, I aim to debunk common myths about innovation and provide a more nuanced understanding of what it truly takes to bring new ideas to life. Drawing on historical examples and modern case studies, I'll explore the multifaceted nature of innovation and offer guidance for navigating its rocky roads. The nonlinear path of innovation. One of the most pervasive misconceptions about innovation is that it follows a neat, linear path from idea to implementation. In reality, innovation is messy, iterative, and often unpredictable. Take the story of James Dyson and his revolutionary vacuum cleaner. Dyson didn't simply have a brilliant idea one day and bring it to market the next. He spent 15 years and went through 5,127 prototypes before perfecting his design. Each failure taught him something new and brought him incrementally closer to success. Or consider Thomas Edison's famous quote, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Edison's persistence in experimenting, learning, and refining his ideas was key to his prolific innovation. The lesson here is clear. Innovation requires patience, resilience, and a willingness to learn from setbacks. As an innovator, you must be prepared for a long and winding journey, not a straight shot to success. The importance of timing and context. Another crucial factor in innovation that's often overlooked is timing. An idea that's ahead of its time may fail, while the same concept introduced at the right moment can revolutionize an industry. I call this concept innovation kairos, the opportune moment for an innovation to take hold. It's not just about having a great idea, it's about introducing that idea when the market, technology, and cultural context are ready for it. For instance, consider the story of the touchscreen. The first touchscreen was invented in 1965 by E.A. Johnson at the Royal Radar Establishment in England. But it wasn't until decades later, with the advent of smartphones and tablets, that touchscreen technology truly transformed how we interact with devices. As an innovator, you must be attuned to the broader context in which you're working. Are the necessary supporting technologies in place? Is there a market need for your solution? Is society ready to embrace your idea? Timing can make or break even the most brilliant innovations. Beyond disruption, the many faces of innovation. In recent years, there's been an obsession with disruptive innovation, the kind that upends entire industries. While disruption can certainly be powerful, it's not the only path to meaningful innovation. Innovation comes in many forms. It can be incremental improvements to existing products or processes. It can be finding new applications for existing technologies. It can be combining disparate ideas in novel ways. Take the example of 3M's Post-it notes. This now ubiquitous product wasn't born from a desire to disrupt the office supply industry. It came about when a 3M scientist, trying to develop a strong adhesive, instead created a weak, reusable adhesive. This failure was later combined with the idea of bookmarks to create a whole new product category. The lesson here is to broaden your view of what innovation can be. Don't get caught up in the hype of disruption. Focus instead on creating value, solving problems, and improving lives, however incremental or radical that improvement may be. The collaborative nature of innovation. Another myth I want to dispel is that of the lone genius innovator. While we often celebrate individual inventors and entrepreneurs, the reality is that innovation is almost always a collaborative effort. Even seemingly solitary inventors like Edison operated within a network of collaborators, employees, and peers. Edison's lab in Menlo Park was a hive of activity, with dozens of researchers working together to bring his visions to life. In today's complex technological landscape, collaboration is more important than ever. Innovations often arise at the intersection of different fields and require diverse expertise. Consider the development of CRISPR gene editing technology. It emerged from the work of multiple scientists across different institutions, building on each other's discoveries over time. No single person can claim sole credit for this groundbreaking innovation. As an innovator, cultivate a network of collaborators. Seek out diverse perspectives. Be open to ideas from unexpected sources. Innovation thrives in an environment of open exchange and cross-pollination of ideas. Embracing uncertainty and learning from failure. Finally, I want to address the role of uncertainty and failure in the innovation process. Many aspiring innovators are paralyzed by the fear of failure or the uncertainty of venturing into uncharted territory. But embracing these challenges is essential for true innovation. Every innovation involves stepping into the unknown. You're creating something new, something that hasn't existed before. There will always be unknowns and risks. Moreover, failure is an integral part of the innovation process. Each failure teaches you something valuable if you're willing to learn from it. As the saying goes, fail fast, fail often. The key is to fail in ways that are informative and not catastrophic. Take the example of WD-40, the popular lubricant and protectant spray. Its name stands for water displacement, 40th formula. That means there were 39 failed attempts before the successful formula was developed. Each failure brought the inventors closer to success. As an innovator, cultivate a mindset that sees failures as learning opportunities. Be willing to take calculated risks. Embrace the uncertainty inherent in creating something new. It's through this process of experimentation and learning that true innovation emerges. In conclusion, innovation is a complex, collaborative, and often unpredictable journey. It requires persistence, timing, diverse thinking, and a willingness to learn from failure. By understanding these realities and moving beyond the simplistic eureka myth, you'll be better equipped to navigate the rocky roads of innovation and bring your ideas to life in meaningful ways.